Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know how much we love to explore all sorts of fascinating things, and today we're going to be diving into a world full of autumn leaves, cozy dens, and yummy treats.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, it definitely is, especially if you're a bear cub getting ready for winter. So picture this. It's fall, the leaves are turning beautiful colors like red and yellow and orange, and there's a crispness in the air. And you know what that means, right?
It's time to prepare for winter.
Exactly. And for our furry friends, the bears, that means it's time to eat lots and lots of food to get ready for hibernation.
You know, like how we put on an extra layer of clothes when it gets cold, bears put on an extra layer of, well, themselves.
That's a funny way to put it. But it's true. They eat so much to build up a thick layer of fat to keep them warm and cozy all winter long. And that's exactly what our deep dive is all about today. We're going to be reading a delightful children's story about two adorable bear cubs, Bernie and Beatrice, who are getting ready for their long winter nap.
I love stories about bears. What kind of adventures do Bernie and Beatrice get up to?
Well, their adventure starts with a very special fall picnic. They're gathering all sorts of tasty treats to fill their bellies and prepare for the long winter ahead.
Ooh, a picnic. Now that sounds like fun. I wonder what kind of goodies they packed in their picnic basket. I bet there's honey.
Oh, you bet there is. Bernie, the little bear with an enormous appetite, suggests, let's gather all our favorite treats. Beatrice, always the thoughtful one, reminds him, good idea, Bernie. I'll bring the berries and you bring the honey.
Berries and honey, classic bear favorites. And you know, there's a reason why bears love those sweet treats so much, right?
Tell me, why is that?
Well, those sweet treats, they give bears tons of energy. All those calories help them build up that important layer of fat they need to stay warm during the winter. It's like their winter fuel.
It's amazing how nature works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, bears know exactly what they need to eat to survive the winter.
They really do. It's like they have their own little internal guidebook for hibernation.
I like to think of it that way. So our little cubs, Bernie and Beatrice, they set off into the woods to collect their picnic goodies.
Yeah.
Bernie, being the big honey fan he is, finds this giant honeycomb just dripping with golden honey. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that sounds amazing. I can practically smell the sweet honey in the air.
I know, right? And you know, Bernie can't resist giving it a little taste. He dips his paw right into that gooey honeycomb.
Oh, Bernie. That's probably a good thing he's got Beatrice with him to keep him on track, you know?
Beatrice is definitely the voice of reason in this duo. They finally make it to their favorite spot under a big old oak tree, and they spread out their incredible feast. We're talking berries, nuts, honeycomb, and even some bright red apples they discovered along the way.
A feast fit for a, well, for a couple of hungry bear cubs getting ready for winter.
Absolutely. Now, Bernie, remember, he's all about that honey, and he's ready to dig in. But Beatrice, always thinking ahead, stops him. She says, wait a minute, Bernie. Don't forget, we have to save some of this delicious food for winter. Mama always says it's important to be prepared for hibernation.
Beatrice is so smart. She's got her priorities straight. It's not just about filling up for the moment. It's about planning for the future, right?
Exactly. Just like bears store up all that fat to sleep through the winter, it's important to save some food, too. You never know when you might need a little extra snack during those long winter months.
Absolutely. It's all about being prepared, just like the scouts say.
Bernie, even though that honey is calling his name, he knows Beatrice is right. So he reluctantly agrees to save some for later. Now, while they're munching on their treats, the wind picks up. And all those colorful leaves, they start swirling all around them. It's like the whole forest is dancing.
What a beautiful image.
Right. It's pure fall magic. And right at that moment, a little squirrel scurries up to them. And he can't help but notice all the amazing food these bear cubs have laid out.
Oh, a little squirrel. You know, squirrels are busy getting ready for winter too, right?
That's right. They gather nuts and seeds and stash them away in secret hiding places to eat later when it's cold.
It's like they're playing hide and seek with their food. Except they have to remember where they hid everything later.
That's a good point. I wonder how they remember where all those nuts are buried. It's pretty impressive. But back to our story. The little squirrel, a bit shyly, asks Bernie and Beatrice, do you think I could maybe possibly join you for a nibble?
I hope they say yes.
Well, Bernie and Beatrice, they look at each other, and without a moment's hesitation, Beatrice says, of course, but only if you help us gather some extra nuts for winter. The squirrel, happy to lend a paw, leads them to a secret stash of acorns.
What a wonderful example of teamwork. Everybody benefits.
Exactly. Helping each other out, that's what it's all about. After enjoying their delicious picnic and gathering enough food for the winter, Bernie and Beatrice thank the squirrel and pack up the rest of their treats.
I bet they're ready for a nice long nap after all that picnicking and food gathering.
Oh, absolutely. Bernie, patting his very full tummy, sighs happily.
Yeah.
And Beatrice, she's already yawning, ready for that long winter sleep.
You know, this story is not just about a fun picnic. It's a great way to teach kids about the changing seasons and how animals, like bears and squirrels, prepare for winter.
It is. It shows how important it is to be prepared, to share, and to appreciate the beautiful fall season. Bernie and Beatrice's fall picnic reminds us that preparing for winter can be an adventure full of delicious treats, new friends, and lots of fun. What would you pack for a fall picnic, I wonder? Maybe some crunchy leaves, juicy apples, or some warm apple cider.
Ooh, that sounds perfect.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could even have your own fall picnic with your family and friends and enjoy some yummy treats before the winter comes.
That sounds like a great way to celebrate the season.
I think so, too. Well, that's all the time we have for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating adventure.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.